You are listening to The Modern Marriage with Hannah and Brandon Como. As a marriage and family therapist, I am passionate about helping modern marriages thrive in today's world. Brandon and I understand the challenges that many marriages face, and our goal is to help you navigate life as a modern couple. We will discuss obstacles, share our own experiences, and help you create solutions to have the marriage that you have always wanted.
And welcome into The Modern Marriage. You're on News Talk 96.5 KPL and on The Modern Marriage Podcast. I am Brandon Como. Happy to have you with us. And that lovely voice you just heard, that of my wife, Hannah Como, duly licensed therapist here in Lafayette. Hannah, good afternoon.
Hello.
So we have a show that we are very excited to bring to you today. And the reason why is it's one of those, like I would say, a very positive show. A show that will help you to, you know, really remember some of the amazing attributes that your spouse has. And for those of you who aren't married yet, these are some great attributes that you should be looking for in a spouse.
Absolutely. So ladies, gentlemen, if you haven't married yet, this is your show. You want to listen. We're going to be talking about things that to really look forward to or to look for when it comes to relationships or attributes or values that really are important when it comes to relationships. And if you're already married, this show's still for you because you can identify or point out in your own spouse and your own relationship the things that you really appreciate about your partner.
Oh, this show is very much equally important for both groups of people you just talked about because we know why it's good for people who aren't married to have something to, some attributes to look for when they're looking for their spouse. But for those who are married, it's very easy in everyday life to go through life and to sometimes, not even on purpose, but to sometimes take for granted the great things that your spouse does or the great attributes that they have. And that's one of the things that we want to come out about this show. We want you, when you're listening to this show, to hear, oh, yeah, my spouse really does that. Like, he does this so well. She does this really well. She's very patient in this area. He's very loving in this area. And that's what we want spouses to hear when they're listening to today's show. And it just deepens that appreciation. You know, sitting down and writing out the great attributes that Hannah has just reminds me of the woman that God sent into my life.
Aww, and so, thank you.
And it's good that we do that from time to time, because again, it's so easy in the everyday life to take those attributes for granted. And it's just good to just make those reminders to ourselves.
Absolutely. And let's be honest, after you have been married for a period of time or for a while, you start focusing more on your spouse's or partner's negative traits.
Absolutely.
Right? Because the thing that you fell in love with your spouse or your partner, the thing that made you want to marry that person is sometimes some of the things that may even get on your nerves or aggravate you. Or we tend to get into the mode of focusing more on what they don't have or what we would wish they would have or what we want them to be like instead of appreciating the qualities that we fell in love with them in the first place.
Yeah. I mean, I'll take
And it's easy to do.
Yeah. I mean, I'll take, for instance, something for me. You know, patience. Okay, I'm known to be a patient person.
You are, which is one of the things that I love about you.
It is, but there's sometimes your personality is like more of the go-getter. And so sometimes you're like, hey, why are you being so patient right here? Like, let's go. So that, and that's not a negative on you because some of your go-getterness attitude is stuff that rubs off on me, which makes me a better person overall.
But to be honest, I think that I really lean towards the fact that you are more patient, and I have to practice that too. And it's a little bit more difficult for me to have patience, not in every area of my life, but when it comes to goals or other things that are really important to me, it's easy for me to, you know, not let myself enjoy those moments, not take those things in, and instead moving to that next goal or moving to that next thing. Right. And so really one of the things that I try to lean on you for is realizing that you are very patient in every element of your life, no matter what's going on. And I could strive for that same patience as well.
Well, and again, I take your attribute there. For me, there are some times where I need to not be so cautious, because cautious can be another word for patience, and say, okay, look, it doesn't have to be perfect before you move forward.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay.
Absolutely.
Go forward. And that's an area where you push me to be better.
It's
and
not so that's perfection. A good thing. It's progress.
Yes,
that's
absolutely.
Always the goal.
Yes.
So, yeah, so this is what we're going to be talking about mm-hmm. today. So as you guys are listening, this is not as much as we are going to be sharing some personal information, a little bit more than we normally do on our show.
Mm-hmm.
We want you to think about your own spouse.
Absolutely.
We want you to think about your own relationships. Where our goal is to share our own experiences, but also to be able to talk about things that we think is going to benefit or help you.
Mm-hmm.
And so really lean on that today. Really think about, as we're talking about these things, what attributes or what things does your spouse have that you really appreciate about them?
Yeah.
What things do you want to compliment them on? Which things do you really need to focus when it comes to appreciating your significant other? And this gives us a great platform to do that.
For singles who are listening, if you get out of this the idea that putting it, making a list and having attributes to look for in a spouse, if that's what you get out of it, we're happy. If you're a married couple, if what you get out of this is a deeper appreciation for your spouse, we're ecstatic.
That's right. All those things are really great things.
Okay, so let's talk about the list.
Okay.
So before we got married and before you even met me, you made a list. And
yes.
It was a very detailed list of your expectations in a spouse. I still do not know how I made this list, but Hannah tells me that I checked out all the boxes. Now, when she first told me about this list, a few months after we had started dating, I was kind of blown away because, you know, I've had ideas and thoughts in my head about what I wanted my spouse to be like, what I wanted her attributes to be, but I never really wrote it down. And I've learned the value more since meeting my wife in writing things down, because when you write things down, you're giving power to your thoughts. You're giving power. Then you're also giving direction to your thoughts, because it makes you start to become more intentional about making them become reality. That's another area where she's made me better. But going back to this list, it was a very detailed list. And I'll say this, it's a list that I hope my daughter makes someday for her future husband. And of course, my son, I hope he has a list as well, his own list of what he expects in a spouse. But
so let me explain.
Okay, go ahead.
So if you're okay with that.
Yeah, go ahead.
So as you know, Brandon, and as probably the listeners have figured out as well, I'm very goal-oriented. And so when it comes to setting goals, when it comes to creating vision boards, that's very important to me.
Uh-huh.
And so, but it's also important when it comes to picking a potential spouse or someone you're choosing to date,
mm-hmm.
that decision to me is extremely important, because who you decide to spend the rest of your life with is a really big deal.
Mm-hmm.
And that is going to shape a lot of what your future is going to hold.
Right.
And so even in my 20s, I understood the value and the importance of that. And so especially since I am a licensed marriage and family therapist, I also know how important it is to pick someone in your life that is going to be healthy and is going to be balanced and is going to be able to be good for you.
Mm-hmm.
And so because of that, I set out to pick 10 qualities, characteristics, traits, whatever you want to call it, 10 things that I wanted to have in my potential spouse or things mm-hmm. that I was going to be looking for.
Right.
And the number one reason, there's a few different things that I was thinking of when I set out to do this list.
Okay.
Number one is, you have to know what you're looking for in order to find it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say that again. You have to know what you're looking for in order to find it.
Yeah.
So if I make a list on what I'm looking for, it's going to be easier that when I am looking for a potential spouse or I am dating or I am thinking about someone as far as spending the rest of my life with, I want to kind of know what I'm looking for. What's important to me? What are my values? What are the things that I think are really the deal breakers in relationships?
Mm-hmm.
And so because of that, I really set out to say that I wanted to pick 10 things, nothing more and nothing less. Mm-hmm. And so number one is, as you pick according to your values and according to your list, it's going to do a few different things. Mm-hmm. Number one, it's going to help you to narrow out when you find your spouse, you're going to be able to identify and know who that is. Mm-hmm. Okay. But you're also going to be able to know that when you do meet someone and you're potentially thinking about dating them, you're also thinking, okay, are these things that are important to me lined up or part of the values of this other person?
Yeah.
And so that's what you want to think about too. And then also the last thing, after I created that list, it's going to help me not only hopefully find my potential person, mm-hmm. but it's going to help me narrow down the ones that I don't feel like are going to be a good fit, mm-hmm. right? And so that's important too. And then the last thing that I did is, after I made the list, 10 things, nothing more and nothing less, I spent a year after that focusing on making sure that I could also meet that list.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I can't ask of anyone else mm-hmm. that I can't do myself. Mm-hmm. And so if I'm asking you, you know, to be able to check these boxes off or become these things or to be able to strive to do that, I have to be willing to be able to work on myself. And many, many years ago, that's what I did,
yeah.
is work on becoming the thing that I was asking or trying to find for myself.
So while this was a list that you were making for qualities in a man, this was also a list that you could flip it on the reverse for yourself.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Because if I'm asking for that, but I'm not that, how mm-hmm. fair is that?
Yeah.
And so not only did I make that list, but I also use that as my guide to be able to say, okay, this is what I need to work on for myself. Mm-hmm. I also need to be able to become this. I also need to work on my own qualities so that I can give this to that other person. Because if they're willing to bring that to the table, don't you think they deserve to have that as well?
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree. All right, we're going to go ahead and take our first break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about characteristics of a great spouse. We'll be right back. You're listening to The Modern Marriage here on Newstalk 96.5 KPL and on the Modern Marriage podcast. Brandon and Hannah Como here with you. And so today's episode, it's like I say, it's a positive episode today in the sense of we are going to talk about attributes of a great spouse. Now, again, if you're just now joining us, these are really, you've got different groups where you've got singles that are listening. We want you singles to be thinking of this as attributes that you should be looking for in your future spouse. And for couples, for married couples who are listening to this, think about, okay, as you hear these different attributes that we talk about, hey, my spouse does that really well. And it gives you a greater appreciation for the person that you're spending your life with, or the person that you may be in a relationship yet, but you're thinking about spending the rest of your life with. So we'll spend some time on these.
Absolutely. So let's get into it.
Okay. And again, this is the list that we're going to share. It doesn't necessarily
have to be your list.
Yeah, you can have a different list. But these are things that are important to us, and we believe that are important to many of you as well.
And we hope this gives you ideas to,
yes.
if you're already married, that you can compliment your spouse on some ideas of things that you can think about that say, when I first met them or when I married them, these are the things I really loved about yeah. them, or these are the traits or characteristics that they hold that I really appreciate.
Mm-hmm.
And again, if you're not married yet, this is why it's a time to be able to kind of soak all this knowledge in and create your own list, because mm-hmm. it's going to look different from even what my list looked like yeah. or maybe even what Brandon's list had looked like.
Absolutely. All right, so let's go ahead and talk about the first attribute.
Okay, the first thing on my list that was really important to me, and again, I made this list many, many years ago, and mm-hmm. so it's quite interesting now that we've been married for a while, we have children, we have careers, mm-hmm. to be able to go back and look at that list, and it was very surprising, I guess, because I didn't realize how much I put into that list or how much time that I really spent focusing on that, and so it really... I was kind of impressed by that 20-something-year-old that was coming up with that list.
I don't think anybody was more surprised. I don't know if you'll say impressed, but me, because I was, like I said, I still don't know how I made the cut, but I'll take it.
Okay, so you absolutely made the cut. Right. That's for sure. Uh-huh. And I really do think, like you said earlier, that God knew exactly what I needed in my life. And I don't think it's any coincidence that I met you and you are part of the bigger picture of everything in our life. And so, again, I don't think I would be where I am today without you, and I don't think our family would either.
Oh, no, you're absolutely right about that.
Okay, so number one, the first thing on my list that I had is being a balanced and stable Christian, because that is part of our belief system, and we both kind of grew up in church. It was really important that I find someone that has similar belief systems as myself. And so that was something that was really, really important. And part of that also states that I wanted that person to strive to always work on themselves and always have the mindset of being willing to be able to look inward and realize that none of us are perfect, mm-hmm. and to be able to continue to strive to be able to be the best person they can be.
So let's go back to the same value system, the first part of what you were talking about, because that's incredibly important, especially when you're talking about faith, mm-hmm. that your faith is very similar, because there are many times where you have different faiths that have similarities, but sometimes you may find yourself, even though you both have a belief system in God, there may be different things about different faiths that you may disagree with, or that you may find as you go down the road that it leads to more of an impasse. So one thing that's really cool about Hannah is we did grow up in similar faiths, and it's funny when we have our church stories that we tell to each other.
Because they're so similar.
They're so similar.
And it feels like we grew up, even though we did not even grow up in the same town.
Right.
Our similar background and upbringing was really a part of connection for us. And that's why I think it's important, no matter what you believe in, that doesn't matter for this conversation. What really matters is that when it comes to picking your potential person or your potential spouse or thinking about your spouse the way they are right now, it's important that you guys are on the same page with your values and your belief systems.
Yeah, absolutely. And then the other thing you talked about was someone who's always striving to improve and to become better, you know, as they improve in life and become a better person as they continue to get older. Again, if you're not working on yourself, you're becoming stagnant. You're not getting better.
Right. Absolutely. And I also think too is that if we both look inward and say, okay, what can we do to improve or change? If we're always doing that, then that gives me the idea that you and I are both willing to say, hey, we need to make changes. There's things that we're not perfect about and that we may need to work on improving or committing to progress in our life. And so that's why it's so important to realize that if someone thinks that they're doing nothing wrong and they've never done anything wrong and they're perfect, then that means that they're not looking inward and realizing that they all have flaws.
Well, and that's going to lead to more, you know, disagreements down the line.
And so I think all of us should be at a place of realizing that, hey, we're not perfect, and we all have things that we need to adapt and change and improve on. And so if we're in that mind space of being able to do that, then that's going to be able to make change a lot easier.
But you know where I think this is another layer of importance in always looking to improve yourself and better yourself is not only in the marriage, but also for your kids.
Yeah.
Because you want to continue to become a better person because you're the one as a parent who's laying out, who's being the example for your kids coming up behind you.
Yeah.
And that's, I bring that up also because especially if you want to have kids with your spouse, that's something to think about, that you want to be a version of yourself that gets better and better. So it sets a great example for your kids to build upon.
Yeah. Because believe it or not, they're learning and they're molding and they're changing based on your example. And you right. are the model, and we are the model. And the thing is that we're never going to reach perfection. It's not with our marriage, not in our parenthood. Mm-hmm. There's no level of perfection. In fact, that's never the goal.
Right.
But we always want to look inward and say, okay, this is what we need to change. This is how we need to adapt. This is how we need to approach this differently. And that requires all of us to look inward. And even more so, as I've had children, I've had to even more so look inward yeah. to be able to adapt and change based on what our kids need, right? And being mm-hmm. willing to be able to learn more so that we can give our kids and our spouse and, you know, everyone a better version of us.
So let's talk about another great attribute. So one thing that I really love about my wife is that she makes sure that everyone's taken care of. So I'm going to give it for instance. Okay. So, you know, she just recently got all these clothes for me. So I'm the kind of person that'll wear that if I'm wearing 2 and 3, you know, different shirts that I'm rotating and, you know, pants, whatever, I don't have to have much. Okay. I'm a typical guy when it comes to that.
Yeah.
Thank goodness my wife doesn't have that same mindset. My wife has the mindset of, okay, I see that he likes that particular kind of pants or that particular kind of shorts. So I'm going to go ahead and get like 4 or 5 of them. And then I'm going to go ahead and get the particular shirt that he likes in 10 different colors. And then we're going to have mix and matches. So
I want you to have variety. I'm just saying.
I know you do. And you want me to look good.
Yes.
Okay. So then, you know, when she gets all that stuff for me and it comes in and I've got it, I'm like, oh man, now I've got like all these different outfits I can, you know, wear. And I don't just have to, you know, basically wear out the 2 and 3 things that I like the most. And so I'm making you laugh about it, but it's true. Someone that goes and takes care of the little details like that. You know, when we go out to our favorite sushi place, shout out to Sushi Masa. You know, if I'm sitting there, I'm excited. I can't wait to start eating. Mm-hmm. And it never fails. I always forget because I don't like to use the little, like, what do you call them? That you know.
Chopsticks?
The chopsticks. Mm-hmm. I don't like to use the chopsticks. I like to use a fork when I'm eating.
It's very American.
It's very, okay. I'm very Americanized.
That's okay.
But I always forget to ask for the fork because they don't just bring you one. Mm-hmm. So Hannah's always like, hey, Brandon, wait, we got to get you that fork. And then she'll flag down a waiter or a waitress and say, hey, can you bring my husband a fork? Those little things like that, they mean a lot to me. Mm-hmm. Now, when you have a relationship, there's always got to be one of the two of you that does that. And the good thing about that is when one of you does that and catches those little details, then, like I'll give, for instance, with her, that rubs off on me to try to remember some of the other little details in other areas that I need to, you know, be remindful of. Because life happens and there's a lot of different things that go on with it. And it's easy for either of us to maybe forget about something that needs to be done. But it's always good for the spouse to have the other one's back.
But I think that's great, though, because we complement each other. And I think that's so important that the differences that I have or the differences that you have make up for each other. Mm-hmm. And I think that that is what makes us a good team. Mm-hmm. And so because I may be a little bit more, you know, into the details or, you know, able to remember or think about mm-hmm. or, you know, plan all these different things, that is great because you do so many great things that kind of shape the bigger picture. And so you have to have someone that's in the details mm-hmm. and then someone that sees the bigger picture. And so, you know, it's important that, you know, we do that as a couple because right. whenever you struggle or I'm struggling mm-hmm. and the other person can somehow make up for that, that's only going to make our team even greater as a
Absolutely.
Couple. The next thing on my list is someone who is hardworking and that is emotionally, mentally, physically, and spiritually balanced and stable.
Okay.
And so I know that's probably pretty detailed, but when it comes to being healthy and stable mm-hmm. and balanced, having those attributes in several areas of your life, whether that is mentally or emotionally healthy, mm-hmm. Those things are really, really important.
Right.
And so when it comes to being healthy and balanced, I think that that's an attribute that a lot of people should strive to be and also look for when it comes to a potential spouse, or to maybe a knowledge that in some way your spouse mm-hmm. is able to be that. And so I thought that was a really good thing.
So when I first saw your list, I immediately gravitated to this one because I was someone that prided myself on working hard. I always have, and I always grew up that way. And, you know, when you get more into marriage and you get past that honeymoon stage, when you start adding kids to the mix, you know, these attributes of being hardworking, being strong emotionally, physically, mentally, spiritually, all of that's going to get tested mm-hmm. as you go along, as you have, you know, even disagreements with each other. But as you really start adding more to your life, as you're looking to improve your life, mm-hmm. you're going to really need those attributes to be strong because yeah. they're going to be tested. And so that is something that all of these are very important, but I think especially for people who are looking for a spouse, this is one that they should really give an ear to because it's very important. There are some things that can be easy to be overlooked, you know, when you look at these, like when you look and say, well, you know, it's easy to overlook someone who's not maybe strong emotionally or something, but that can always come back when times get tough and can be a real struggle later on in the marriage.
And that can also be an issue that comes up later that causes fights or disagreements mm-hmm. or yeah. arguments. And so I always tell young adults or someone that's college age or just out of being out of college mm-hmm. that when it comes to focusing on yourself, trying to be able to be the best version of yourself, right. becoming healthy, working through all your stuff. And I say stuff because everyone comes in their life, they experience some type of hardship, mm-hmm. baggage, some type of experience that kind of shapes them, right? And so if you don't address those issues or address those problems early in your life, they're going to keep showing up in your life, and they're going to show up in relationships. And yeah. so the best advice that I have ever given kids that are graduating college or, you know, in their 20s is focus on yourself and mm-hmm. becoming the healthiest version you can.
Yeah.
You know, put yourself in counseling if you need to. I recommend it. I think it's great. Mm-hmm. Give yourself resources to be able to, you know, work through your own stuff so that you can be the best version of yourself to that potential partner that you're going to have one day.
And I'll say something that may sound a little controversial, but I believe it, especially as we're having this conversation. It's not your job to fix someone, to fix your spouse.
That's so good.
And that's kind of
That is so good.
And that's kind of what I was getting to with that, because I think sometimes some of those attributes we just talked about, someone will overlook thinking that they can fix that in their spouse later on.
And the truth is that you can't fix your spouse, yeah. and that's not even your job.
Yeah, absolutely.
Your job is only to be able to fix the things in your life that mm-hmm. you need to fix and work on those things. And the only thing that you can do is become the healthiest mm-hmm. and best version of yourself
yeah.
and also work on your behaviors and your responses and realize that when it comes to picking a partner, that's why you want to focus on being healthy and getting healthier, because as you are healthy, you're going to attract people that are also mm-hmm. equally healthy.
Absolutely. All right. So one other great attribute that we want to talk about to look for in a spouse. One thing going back to you is how very creative you are. Creativity is something that, for me, very, very thankful to have in you. I don't think of myself as the most creative person. I'm really not.
You really are, though.
I wouldn't say that I'm creative. I'll get things done, but I wouldn't say that I'm very creative. I've become a little bit more creative since I've met you, which is what I want to rub off on me, but the way that you have ideas and come about presenting them sometimes really honestly blow me away. Mm-hmm. And so it's like it almost makes those muscles work in inside to get me to start thinking that way too. Mm-hmm. And so especially for someone who doesn't find themselves that creative of a person, that's a great quality to have in a spouse, because not only will they think of creative things that will benefit you and your family, but it'll also start rubbing off on you as well.
Yeah, and I think it encourages both, that when we sit down to think about what we're going to talk about on yeah. our show or what we're going to do in our podcast or how, you know, we're going to meet goals when it comes to career-wise or in our relationship. Uh-huh. You know, we really synergize off of each other. And if I have an idea, you add to that idea. Mm-hmm. And so I think together, that's why you want to be healthy and whole all in yourself. Mm-hmm. But when you pick a good spouse to spend your life with, that's so important because you guys are going to be able to use both of your strengths to mm-hmm. be able to create the kind of life you want it to look like.
Right.
And so that's why I think it's such a big deal that you make up a lot of things that, you know, that I may not have. Mm-hmm. And when it comes to a creative idea, I may list something, but you really add to that value. And I think that's a good quality as well.
Absolutely. All right. Well, we're going to go ahead and take our final break of the show. When we come back, we're going to talk about more attributes of a great spouse. Be right back. You're listening to The Modern Marriage here on News Talk 96.5 KPL and on the Modern Marriage Podcast. Brandon and Hannah Como here with you, and today we're talking about attributes of a great spouse. And if you're just now joining us, if you're single, this show is for you in the sense of this gives you some great ideas on what to look for in a spouse. But if anything, it really it tells you the importance of having a list, having expectations of what a great spouse should be. And for those of you that are married that are listening to us, or for those of you that are in a relationship that are thinking about marriage, this is really something that an exercise, I believe, that will help you to have even more, encourage you to have even more of that appreciation for your spouse, reminding you about the great attributes that your spouse does have.
Yes. And I think this is so important that while you guys are listening after today's show, I want you both to take time. If you're married, I want you guys to take time to make a list of 5 to 10 things that you appreciate about your partner and really think about that. And then maybe, you know, go over, exchange those things and let your spouse know what you really value or appreciate about them. And so I hope that that's what you bring away from this, because as we honor and appreciate things that our partner does, we're going to be able to get more of that from them, such as if we appreciate how much they are, you know, romantic, or they remember the small details, that's going to encourage them to be able to continue doing more romantic things. Yeah. Instead of us focusing on the negative or what they're not doing enough of, we all need to strive to focus on what our spouse is doing right or correct or things that we love. And we want to let them know about it. We want to compliment them. Mm-hmm. We want to say, man, that really makes me feel special, or I really appreciate when you do that. And watch them strive to be able to do that more often.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there's nothing that encourages a spouse to be better than when they hear what they are doing right as opposed to what they're doing wrong.
Yes.
So
speaking of which, mm-hmm. my turn is up.
It's
one of the things on my list that was really important to me, and I know we kind of briefly spoke about that earlier in the show, mm-hmm. is that I wanted someone that was financially stable and also had a financial mindset of being good with their money or good with their finances. Yeah. I wanted someone that doesn't, you know, rack up a bunch of debt, or that had a lot that I had to walk into or try to tackle together. And I know that that's something that not everyone desires or that's important to them.
Yeah.
But I know that one of the number one things that couples argue or have fights about or disagreements is over finances. And so that's why it's important before you guys, if you haven't got married yet, that you talk about your finances and what's important to you and being on the same page if you are married with how you spend your money or mm-hmm. you spend the financial income that you guys have coming in,
right.
or discuss the goals that you want for your finances. And so when I think about this, one of the top things that was really important to me that I saw that Brandon had was that he was financially stable and did a great job managing his finances. And that was something that was really important to me.
Right. No, yeah. And, you know, for you, it was someone that understood the importance of things like having a budget, becoming debt-free, and making sure that our output is not more than our input.
Yeah.
And those are qualities that
we can be a good steward of our finances.
Exactly.
And I think that's important to be able to do, because if you want to meet financial goals in your life, you have to know how to be able to, you know, say no to some things.
Yeah.
To be able to say yes to some things later on.
And, you know, you can still have the spender-saver relationship and still stay within those budget constraints.
Sure. It gives you permission to spend.
Absolutely.
And so when I added this many, many years ago as one of my top things that was important to me, I then made sure that I also could become that person. And so, you know, I wasn't 100% debt-free because, as we've talked about on here, I had student loan debt, you know, when we married, and we had to work on taking care of that. But I also made sure that I was trying to be able to work towards paying off any debt that I had, or being a good steward of my finances or my money. And so that was really important to me. And so because I was asking that of a potential spouse or a potential person, that was something that I needed to handle my finances in the best way possible as well.
Yes, absolutely. So finances, it's very important. It's very important. That is one of those areas where you really have to be on the same page.
And if you're not, it's going to lead to arguments. Yeah. And so to be able to be on the same page. And so if you are with your spouse now and you say, hey, we need to be better being on the same page, I don't care how you spend your money and what that looks like financially, but it's important that you guys agree on it, that you're on the same page, and you find a system and a method that works for y'all.
Now, let's talk about one of the other great attributes as well, and that's being a good communicator. Mm-hmm. Now, this is an area that we have to strive to be better at, because we could all be better communicators. And it's like striving for perfection that you'll never attain.
That's the best way to say it.
It is, because you'll never
said it. I could not have said it better.
You'll never have it down perfectly.
No.
But the key
is, no one is perfectly ever going to communicate. Not even people that are communicators.
Oh, yeah.
That are literally do this for a profession. Now, they are probably still very good communicators, but they're not going to be perfect communicators.
Right.
You know, I still sometimes make a mistake when it comes to communicating effectively, something that may come out my mouth that was not intended, or something that I could have said it in a better way. Now, I utilize everything that I know within my knowledge, and that helps me to most of the time communicate effectively and communicate in the right way. But it's still something that I have to use my same tools and techniques to apply to my life in order to be able to do that.
Me and you, both of our fields are in communication.
Yes.
You're a therapist. I radio broadcast for a living.
Right. So we both do this for our careers, and we also value how important that is in relationships.
We do, but what I'm getting at as well is we value it, but we make mistakes in doing this.
Absolutely.
And communicating with each other. There are some of them, it's harder to see than others. And then some of them, it's like, oh, man, I can't believe I didn't communicate it. You know, or I didn't communicate it in this way. Part of what I believe when I say looking for someone who's a good communicator is not just someone who is like this completed artwork of being a communicator, but someone who realizes that they can be a better communicator and who strives to be one.
Yes.
That is part of what I'm talking about with this. Because in that instance, we are all projects.
Yes, and we all need practice.
We all need practice.
Strive to continue to practice,
You
know, having effective communication skills and implementing that in the best way possible. And so, again, we're all working progresses. We're all practicing this. And our goal is to communicate effectively, because what may come out of my mouth may not be the same thing that's in my head.
Yeah.
Or sometimes it doesn't come out the way I intended it to. Mm-hmm. And that's where we have to stop, pause, and realize, okay, that didn't come out the way I intended. Mm-hmm. Let me do that again. Or let me apologize. Or let me say this in a different way.
Yeah.
The next thing on my list is one that means a lot to me, because out of everything that's on my list, and you meet every one of these, but this one I think in particular is something that I love about you the most. And that is that I wanted to find a man that was virtuous, that has a good moral compass, with great values, and that has a giving heart to be able to serve other people. And I think that fits you to a T.
Well, thanks.
Because to be honest, and I will say this, this is hands down, that you are one of the best people that I have ever met.
Thanks, I appreciate
that. Like when sometimes people ask me, is he really as good as he sounds on the radio? And the response is yes, absolutely. Like, he is not faking it. That is not how he is one way, but is different the other when we're at home. Mm-hmm. Not at all. You know, when it comes to being good-hearted and just an absolute good person, mm-hmm. man, you outdo me. Like, you are absolutely one of the best people.
Y'all see how this is a good exercise, by the way? Yes, you see, but again, this is a great opportunity for those of y'all that are listening to just stop and just remind yourselves of the great attributes that your spouse has. Again, it's so easy in our busy lives to forget about it, but when you do something like this, it's another way that brings you closer together because it reminds you of why you got together in the first place.
Absolutely.
It reminds you of all that. And thank you for saying all those nice things. That is, it's hard to respond to that.
Well, it's the truth.
I appreciate that. I don't even know what to say to that, to be honest with you. But it's something, I'll say it like this. When I was looking for a spouse, the things that you just mentioned were very much on my list that I hadn't written down, but it was in my head of what I wanted in a woman, and that's what you are as well. So that is something that I very much appreciate about you. And that goes back to our upbringings, goes back to our value systems, goes back to all those different things that we were talking about. And this is just a great reminder of why we were brought together and the similarities that we had that made us a couple.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Absolutely.
And so, I'm grateful for you as well. And so that's one thing we enjoy about doing this show together.
This really brings us closer.
It does.
It does. And it does. I love, out of everything that I do during the week, there's so many things that I love that I do during the week. Mm-hmm. But our show that we do is one of my favorite things.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And that's what, you know, we want that to extend to you as well. We want you to be able to sit down with each other and just appreciate the great things about each other and not allow all the negatives of this world and the negatives in our lives to overtake the great positive things that there are in our marriages. Mm-hmm. So coming off of all those good things that you were just saying about me, one thing that I do want to point out, and this is another attribute as well to look for in your spouse, is, you know, one thing that I wanted was a woman that respects me. And I know that one thing that as a woman you wanted was a man who loves you.
Mm-hmm.
And I think part of what goes into that is how we treat each other, not just when we're by ourselves, but how we treat each other in public.
Yeah.
One thing that you have been very mindful of and that I've always appreciated is to make sure that even in a time of maybe joking around, that you're very careful not to say anything that can come off as negative about me.
Yeah.
Because sometimes it's easy when people get together to say something negative about their spouse. They think they're being funny. But what they don't realize is they could be potentially embarrassing their spouse.
Or hurting them.
Or hurting their spouse, even if their spouse just laughs it off.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one thing that I've always appreciated from the very beginning. You've always told me, hey, you've even asked me sometimes, like, hey, I didn't say anything that, like, would embarrass you. I was like, no. And I appreciate just even that check-in because we should never, whether we're joking or whether we're just frustrated with our spouse, you may have had an argument with your spouse right before meeting up with a bunch of friends.
Mm-hmm.
You always have to be careful to protect that relationship with your spouse. And that's one thing that I've always loved and respected about you is that when we're in public, when we're with friends, we could have just had a disagreement with each other. You're not going to go and say something negative about me. Because you realize that doing something like that could have a bad impact going forward, and that's something that you wouldn't want to do, and that's something you want to protect our relationship.
Well, we want to also realize, too, is that no matter what happens a lot of times in the relationship, if you have a disagreement or an argument mm-hmm. or a fight, you love that person.
Yeah.
Right? That's why you married them.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're going to be more forgiving than maybe other family members or your friends would be. Mm-hmm. So if you go and you tell negative things about your partner or your spouse to your friends or your family, they may not be so forgiving.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is that that could potentially hurt your spouse even more, because if there's already a disagreement or a fight, you've got to be able to work through those things.
Yeah.
But it's going to be even harder when you get other people involved in that.
Absolutely.
And so that's why you want to protect that relationship. It's not because you want to pretend like you have everything together,
right,
and you're perfect and you never have disagreements. In fact, that's why I strongly always say on air, and I'm always willing to communicate, that we don't have a perfect marriage. We're not perfect people. Do we have a good marriage? Is it healthy? Absolutely. But at the same time, we have to apply the same things that we talk about here.
Mm-hmm.
We have to implement the same therapy techniques that I have learned that I know is going to be beneficial for your relationship. We have to do the same thing. And so, but at the same time, we also want to make sure that we are protecting each other as far as not talking bad about that other person. Because if you do that to other people, again, they're not going to be so forgiving. The second thing is that could really hurt your partner or your spouse.
You know, honestly, our list could go on and on. We could do a whole nother hour on this.
We really could. I didn't even realize that.
It is. And that's what's so great about this. And our point in this was to get you thinking about those great attributes that you have in your spouse. And for you that are looking for a spouse, great attributes that you should be looking for. So the homework assignment, which we never give homework assignments,
but this one's really, really good, is that if you are already married, what you should do, and what I encourage everyone to do, is after this show ends, that you should take a pen and a piece of paper, or on the note section of your phone, you should write down 5 to 10 qualities that you appreciate about your own spouse, and the things that they do that you really love or that you really appreciate about them. And so make that list. And then afterwards, I want you guys to take turns talking about those things and see how it transforms your relationship, and how you're able to not only let your spouse know how much you appreciate and they feel appreciated from that, but also they're going to strive to continue becoming that person that you see in them.
All right. Well, that'll do it for the show today. Any of our previous shows you can listen to on the Modern Marriage Podcast. As always, we're here from 5 to 6 each and every Sunday afternoon here on News Talk 96.5 KPL. Until then, have a great week. Thank you for listening to The Modern Marriage with Brandon and Hannah Como. This is not meant to provide counseling, but if you are living in Louisiana and are seeking individual, couples, or family counseling, go to comocounseling.com to find out how to get started, or follow us on Facebook at Como Counseling and Consulting.